Now, as many of you know, the mitochondria are the what? That's right, the powerhouse of the cell. Now, that was beaten into almost every single one of us in biology class, and we can remember it without thinking. And I'm going to do the same to you with the word Emmanuel, so that when somebody asks you 20 years from now, you can say without even thinking, Emmanuel means God is with us. I mean, it is the name of our church, right? If you didn't know what it means, haven't you ever wondered why it's called that? Well, now you'll know forever. But we know that one of the attributes of God is that he is present everywhere. He isn't bound by space or time. He's not a physical being, which means that he's not confined to the same creation that we are. He is everywhere. Now, God is everywhere all the time, and that's something that we know, but it can start to feel a little generic when people say it. It can start to feel like God is only present with you because, well, he just happens to be present everywhere anyway. So it's kind of like a default. But we're going to learn that God also makes himself available to his people in a very, very personal way. He makes himself accessible to us when we need him, and he promises that he comes to us to give us things as well. And today's topic is one of those ways in which God comes to us, and that is in baptism. Now, when Jesus teaches his disciples how they are supposed to pray, he encourages them and us to call God our Father. And he's letting us know that God is not just a distant creator. He's not far off, but he's personal. He has a relationship with us. And you'll often hear people say, well, we're all God's children. But have you ever stopped to think when people say that? Is that actually true? Well, actually, no. Not everyone is a child of God. And I can feel your heart rate start to go up as you're thinking, well, so how do I know if I'm one of God's children or not? And I know that can be troubling, but let me break it down for you. In the Gospel of John, there's a teacher named Nicodemus, and he has a conversation with Jesus about what you have to do to enter this kingdom of God that Jesus keeps preaching about. And Jesus tells Nicodemus that there is no way to enter the kingdom of God unless you are born again. And Nicodemus he replies to him, he says, well, Jesus, I can't be born again. I mean, I'm an adult man. Do you expect me to somehow go back into my mother's womb so I can come back out? What are you talking about? And Jesus says, no, not like that. That's your regular birth. That's your physical birth. And it's that birth that gave you birth into this world as a child of sin. You inherited the sin of this world and the brokenness. You inherited it from your parents, who inherited it from their parents, and from their parents, and from their parents, all the way back to Adam and Eve, that was passed down to you. And if you want to become a child of God, you have to be born not like your regular birth, but you have to be born of water and the Spirit. So the way we become God's children is by being washed, not only with water, but also with the Spirit of God. Now, Galatians 3 tells us, for in Christ Jesus, you are all sons and daughters of God through faith. So the children of God are the people of Jesus. But how do we become those people of Jesus? It says through faith, but how do we get that faith? And that's where Galatians continues. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So we want to be children of God, but we need to have faith for that. And faith is given in baptism. But baptism isn't just a ritual that allows us to go to God. Baptism is actually a way in which God comes to us. Everything in Christianity is about God coming down to us. And baptism takes the salvation that Jesus won for the world and puts it directly on you. It goes from generic to very specific and very personal, so that when you are baptized, it is no longer there is salvation in Jesus, but now it is you have salvation in Jesus. It becomes personal. It becomes for you. It is God directly present. But how can something like this be possible? By just washing with water. It looks so simple. It looks almost too simple. But the truth is, it isn't possible by just washing with water. Because baptism isn't just washing with water. It is water combined with the powerful word of God that can do this. When we baptize, we do so in God's name, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And when the water and that command of Jesus and that holy name of God, that word, is combined, something happens. Something supernatural, something miraculous happens. Because not only is our body washed by water, but our very soul is also washed by the Holy Spirit of God. See, God Himself is there. He is present. He is washing us. And as that happens during baptism, we are cleansed of the sin that we are born into, and we are forgiven. But that's not the only thing that happens. The Holy Spirit doesn't just, you know, stop in and then leave again. Baptism isn't like a drive-by for the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Holy Spirit stays with every single baptized person. We read in Acts chapter 2, "And Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" And then in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own." So not only in baptism does the Spirit come to us, but the Spirit stays with us, dwells with us. The term that Paul uses is temple, a dwelling place, a residence for God, and that is within you. God Himself, did you catch that? Lives within every single baptized person. And I'm really not sure how much more God is with us it can get. And because He lives in us, He changes who we are. He transforms us as He works faith in us. And the Bible tells us that in baptism, the old sinful self is put to death, but we are then born again with Jesus and given new and eternal life with Him. Take a look at what Paul has to say in Romans chapter 6. "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death?" See, the old self is drowned. We are kind of tied to Jesus in that way, that just as He died, so our old self also dies. Paul goes on, "We were buried therefore with Him by baptism into death, in order so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. We know that the old self was crucified with Him in order that the body of sin, our old self, might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him." So in baptism, just as that old self dies, a new creation is formed. We are given a new life that is no longer enslaved to sin and headed towards death and condemnation. This is a new life in Jesus that we not only enjoy now, but that guarantees us, that seals us for the resurrection and the eternal life that is to come in Him. So as we can see, baptism is just absolutely wonderful. I mean, what an absolute gift that God gives to us. And if you are not baptized, we want to encourage you as a church, please believe and be baptized. Bring your children to be baptized. Have your sins washed away. Have God make you his sons and his daughters. Receive the Holy Spirit and become heirs to the kingdom as you live forever with him. Jesus commands us to baptize and to be baptized. And if you've been thinking about it, you need to know that there is no drawback. There are no negatives. There is no good reason why anybody shouldn't be baptized. And so, as God puts this on your heart, as you hear this word today, come and speak to me soon, because you can be baptized in our church on any Sunday. But baptism isn't just an event. It's not just a one-time happening. It's not just a ritual. Baptism is an identity. So we don't actually say, I was baptized, but we say, I am baptized. And God calls us to live in the reality of our baptism every single day of our lives. And here's how we do that. Through something that we call daily confession and repentance. Now, when we're baptized, we are cleansed of our sin, but every day, sin creeps back into our lives. It knocks at the door, hopes we open, and we usually do, and then it tries to take root again, as if we were never baptized in the first place. And when that happens, that can be really confusing for Christians, especially new Christians. And people may think, well, I'm sinning like I used to. All this bad stuff has creeped back into my life and my character. Did my baptism actually work? Did it stick, the effect of it, or did I lose what God gave me in my baptism? And some people in some churches believe this, and it sounds logical that, well, if that happens, just get baptized again. Take that new sin and wash it away again. But the scripture says, and we believe, that that's not how it works. God tells us there is only one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And we need to remember, in order to make sense of all of this, that in baptism, we are not coming to God. He is coming to us. So we're not the one doing or showing or working anything or committing or deciding. God is the one doing and working and creating. He is the one who's promising. He is the one who's delivering in baptism. And here's the thing, even though we can forget our baptism or feel like our faith is weak or we get stuck in a sin that has creeped back in, we have to remember that God's promise stays the same. God's Holy Spirit has not left us. We are still his children. Our baptism doesn't go away even when we act up. And you might be asking, well, how do we know that? Because he told us, he promised us, he guaranteed us as his baptized children that he will not leave abandoned, forsaken, or turn away from us. And so if we shouldn't get baptized again, how can we get rid of our sin after baptism? Well, God promises his children that when we confess our sin, and when we turn away from that sin and towards him, and we ask him, God, please forgive me, restore me, and lead me in your ways. I don't want to be like this anymore. God has promised that every single time his beloved children come to him, he will forgive them, he will restore them, and he will lead them in his ways. And so he calls us to live in our baptism by reflecting on our sin, by confessing that sin every single day, turning away from it, and asking him to do these things for us. And as we do that, we daily put to death that old sinful self that always tries to emerge again, and we embrace our new life with God. Our God is present. He is here for us. He is actively doing things for us and giving to us. And baptism is one of those ways where it's absolutely impossible to miss. Not only because of the daily nature of Him restoring and forgiving and remembering us, but also because He reminds us every day through something as ordinary as water. You know, God could have initiated us into His family by any means that He chose. He could have said, you want to be baptized, huh? Well, here's what you have to do. There is a very rare tree. There's only one of its kind, and you have to go to it. And the only kind of that tree is at the peak of a mountain in the range of the Himalayas. And you have to, by yourself, with no help, no food, no water, no oxygen, climb this mountain. And if you can get to the top and you find the tree, you must take the sap from one of its limbs and apply it to your skin. And then you will be cleansed and called a child of God. Now, admittedly, that sounds really cool, doesn't it? But it also sounds incredibly hard and difficult and like a barrier. But here's the thing. God doesn't do that. He doesn't ask us to do that. Instead, God is using the most common substance on the surface of this planet so that whenever we see or touch, feel, or hear water, we are reminded of our status of God as God's children. And we know that in our baptism, not the event only, but our identity, that God is with us. And this is our word from God for today.